Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the JK Cement Earnings Conference Call for the quarter ended 30th June 2025, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q1 FY26 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and Chief Finance Officer, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and statements which are based on current management expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update its forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JK Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by an interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Saraogi, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good morning and welcome to Q1 call. So the Board of Directors met on 19th of July to review the performance of the company for the quarter ended 30th June 2025, and the major highlights are that the net sales grew about 19% year-on-year at 3,028 crores, whereas it degrew by about 6% as compared to the previous quarter. The EBITDA during this quarter was 674 crores, an increase of 41% year-on-year, however, a dip of 9% over the previous quarter. The comparative margins for the first quarter were 22.3% in this quarter, vis-à-vis 18.7% year-on-year and 22.8% in the previous quarter. The per-ton EBITDA was 1,247 per ton as compared to 1,014 in the previous year and 1,265 rupees a ton in the previous quarter. This performance has been led by the growth in the performance is led by a 15% growth in the gray cement volume during this quarter year-on-year, which was mainly on account of substantial growth in Central India, where we grew by over 50%, a teen growth in the South region, where the base was low and there has been a good growth, a good sale of clinker during this quarter. However, there has been some degrowth in the North, mainly on account of the market conditions as the North did not grow that much. So if we look at the white cement year-on-year grew by 8%. And so these are the major financial highlights. If we look at during this quarter, the company also completed the debottleneck at Ujjain unit, and now the consolidated capacity of the gray cement stands at 25.26 million tons. The green power capacity as on 30th June is 184 MW. And the company also completed the acquisition of Saifco on 6th of June. So now Saifco becomes a subsidiary of the company, and the management of Saifco has been taken over. and now company is working on improving the performance of SABCO in the G&K region. The 6 million ton greenfield and brownfield expansion is on track. The integrated unit at Panna, where we are adding a 4 million ton clinkerization unit, is on track. The brownfield grinding locations of 1 million each at Panna, Hamirpur, and Prayagraj are on track, and even the greenfield site at Buxar in Bihar is on track, and by end of this calendar year, mostly we should be able to start and complete the expansion. Looking to the growth in the putty volume and to meet out the peak demand, the board also decided to go in for expansion of putty by 6 lakh tons with a total capital outlay of 195 crores. This will be set up in Rajasthan. This is to meet out the growth of putty. The balance sheet position is that the gross debt as on 30th June stood at 5,203 crores as compared to 5,101 crores as on 31st March. The cash was 2,407 crores as compared to 2,536 crores. The net debt was higher at 2,796 crores as compared to 2,565 crores as on 31st March. The net debt to EBITDA as on 30th June, however, was 1.29 as compared to 1.30, and the net debt to equity was 0.44 as compared to 0.42. These are the major highlights of the performance during the quarter. I will be happy to address your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question comes from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, on the Panna line, it was a 3.3 million ton line. Just wanted to understand why and how did it expand to 4 million ton, given that we are so close to commissioning?
No, it was always at 12,000 TPD.
Oh, is it? Because at least the Q4 PPT still mentioned 3.3, and in this quarter only, it was mentioned as 4, actually.
Okay. The 4 million ton clinker capacity?
Okay, fine. Because I think it was initially announced as 10,000 TPD is what I remember, and even the Q4 PPT mentioned it as.
Sorry, maybe there is some because 10,000 TPD was the increase from 8,000 to 10,000 for line one, which we did about a year back. But this has always been a 4 million ton.
Okay, thanks for the clarification there. And secondly, could you let us know what was the incentive booked in the quarter?
Yes, Prashant, can you?
Yeah, incentive for the quarter was 85 crores.
Okay. So I believe last quarter it was mentioned as 75 to 80 crore range. So the new booking of incentives have come up this quarter, even the volumes are lower QOQ.
No, that was.
No, see, what happened that in the previous quarter, Aligarh unit, where it has a limit, it has an overall ceiling. So that ceiling got exhausted by Q3. So there was no subsidy for the Aligarh unit in Q4.
Okay, okay.
There's an annual cap on subsidy also.
Sure. Could you help us understand, like, what are the various incentives and which plants basically are earning incentives right now, and how long will they continue these incentives?
So the incentives, you know, we are getting one incentive in the north, which is for Nimbahera Line 3, and that is that would only be available in this fiscal. So so that will get concluded. Otherwise, we are entitled for subsidy for the three grinding locations, Aligarh, Hamirpur and Prayagraj. Aligarh also, I think, is only 1 year is left, because it was for 7 years. It was commissioned in 2020. And then we are getting for Ujjain, and also in case of the Panna unit, integrated Panna plant.
Sure, understood. So, Hamirpur also has it, you said, right?
Yes. Hamirpur, Prayagraj both have.
And Panna also. And Ujjain also.
Yes.
And these will, given that these are newer units, fair to assume that these incentives will continue for a few more years?
Yes.
Sure. And lastly, just very quickly on other expenses, that was also quite low in the quarter. Could you help us understand, like, what are the plans for marketing spends and all, which are low in the quarter?
It will be, you know, higher going forward, because all our major, you know, the marketing spends, you know, we have these dealer tours and all. So normally we plan the tours, everything in the second quarter, which is the lean period. So the marketing, the other expenses will increase sequentially. So this is what we see, that though this second quarter would be a tough quarter, you know, where there is also scheduled maintenance of the kilns, as well as, you know, the branding expenses, you know, the festive season. So all that gets started in this season. So we would be seeing an increase in the expenses in Q2.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the detailed explanation. We'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. The next question comes from the line of Devesh Agarwal from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Firstly, congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to understand, firstly, what would be the regional breakup of volume, sales volumes for 1Q?
No, so regional, broadly, we are not sharing the regional numbers.
So broadly will also help, like, even if you give in...
Broadly, we have given, you know, what has been the trend of increase in volumes, as we saw in central, you know, a growth of in volumes of over 50%, mm-hmm. and teens growth in the south because of a low base. All these numbers we have, but we are not sharing the exact, you know, regional numbers.
Sure, sir. And sir, the kind of capacity addition that we saw through debottlenecking in Ujjain, 0.5 million ton, what would be the potential at your other locations where you can increase capacity by debottlenecking?
So, we have just been, one is, see, as a part of the expansion in Central India, 1 million ton capacity is being increased at Hamirpur and Prayagraj. That is one which is part of the expansion plan. So, and we see that there is a potential in the south, and of about 0.7 million. So we are just working on that.
Right, sir. And you mentioned in south we had a clinker sale this time. Could you quantify, sir, how much was clinker sale?
No, the clinker sale has been much higher than the previous quarter.
No specific number.
No specific number.
And sir, for your recent acquisitions, both Toshali and Sefco, what are the plans? Do you see any big opportunity there in terms of capacity addition, or it will take time?
So we see an opportunity. I mean, one, as we said, in Toshali, we are still working out on the mining lease, which we have not been successful so far. And we are also, evaluating alternate option of a long-term tie-up of the raw material with the government of Odisha, or, identify certain areas and if something comes for auction. So that is the potential. And there, as we said, if the limestone tie-up is done, we have an opportunity of about 2.5 to 3 million tons. As regards SAFCO is concerned, yes, we see an immediate opportunity for upgrading the kiln by about 300 to 400. It's operates at about 650 tons per day. We see an opportunity to 850 to 900 TPD per day. So that is an immediate, but it has good limestone reserves, and we are working out on the possibility, and that we will take maybe a year down the line, work out, see the market situation, how we settle. But we have the limestone and other facilities, so there is an opportunity of expansion up to 2.5 million tons in that region.
Right, sir. And sir, post the 1Q where you have delivered such strong volume growth, what would be a guidance or outlook for FY26 as a whole in terms of volume growth?
So we have given a guidance of about 20 million in this financial year.
Okay, so you stick to that, 20 million tons.
Yeah.
And finally, one last one, sir. In terms of your post your Panna expansion, where do you see the next leg of expansion, the three places that you mentioned, Jaisalmer, Odisha and Karnataka? Any progress that we have made, and do we have visibility that next expansion will be taken at a particular location?
Yeah, we are working out. We are close to finalizing and we shall be putting up, our options to the board very soon. And I think once the board approves, could be guided towards, because we've done in central, so more towards the north. But we are just, so very soon, once we are through with all the numbers and options, we'll put up to the board and get back to you.
Right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Biraya from Bandhan Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
So the capacity for Panna for the...
Vishal, I do apologize to interrupt you, but your audio is too low. Could you please use your handset?
Is this better?
Yes, please go ahead.
So just wanted to confirm the clinker capacity at Panna. After this expansion, we would be at about... Would that be the right number?
Pardon, we couldn't hear. Prashant, you answer. You can just...
No, I could not hear what number he spoke actually.
After the expansion of clinker at Panna, what will be the capacity of clinker?
19 million tons.
No, at Panna itself. Panna will
7.3 million tons.
7.3 million tons. Okay. And for total clinker after the commissioning of the SIFO plant, including that, we'll be close to 18 million tons at the end of 26?
No.
At March 26? This financial?
No, 19 I am saying on a standalone basis. Then SAFCO is in the subsidiary.
Okay.
SAFCO and Toshali, if we add, then it will be close to 19.6 million or something.
Okay. And just to reconfirm the number for Grey Cement, this year, after we commission all the GUs that you talked about, we'd be close to 32 million tons? capacity?
Yeah, so we are already 25.26 million tons, and 6 million tons is average, so we'll be 31.26. We have certain opportunities in the south which we are working out, and if that materializes, it will be 32 million tons by FY26.
Okay. And just some basic questions on paint. What is the cumulative investment that we've done in paints, and what is the capacity that we've created as of now?
So the capacity, Prashant, you can answer this.
We have 60,000 kiloliters of capacity. And our investment total is close to 450 crores.
450 crores. Okay, and how much incremental do you plan to do here?
So we have
an approval of 600 crores. So we will only, we will be, remaining would only be restricted up to additional 150.
And by when do, should we see that coming in?
FY27.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Also, congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question was on volumes. So you said that Central India has done much better. So is it that the industry itself had fairly strong growth, or we have expanded our dealer network much further to take care of the upcoming expansion, be it on the eastern part of the regions? So before the grinding units come up, have we already started feeding those markets, was my question.
Yeah, we have already started with the expansion in view, and so it is, we expanded, first we put up 4 million, then we expanded it to 6 million, and now another, adding another 6 million, we have already, doing a good volume in Bihar, we have entered Bihar, and when end of this fiscal itself, we should be doing about close to a million tons maybe in Bihar.
And before the next question, I just want a clarification. You mentioned after, because in the previous participant asked, post-expansion, what will be the total clinker capacity in Panna? And Prashant sir said 7.3. Shouldn't it be 8? Because 4 is what we have already done with line 1, and second line is 4. So it will be 8 million ton, or am I missing something there?
No. Line 1 is 10,000 TPD per day, and line 2 is 12,000 TPD per day.
So line 1 is 3.3 million.
Understood. That's clear. And sir, you also mentioned potential of debottlenecking in south by about 0.7 to a million ton. So will it also be backed by some sort of a clinker debottlenecking there, or it's more on the blend?
We are working out on debottlenecking in south and other regions. Maybe we feel that about 0.7 to 1 million we could be able to achieve by debottleneck at all locations. And there will be some debottleneck both on the clinker side as well as cement grinding.
Understood. And sir, my last question, if I may. Margin in white is what I wanted to just point out, because I believe sequentially there has been a pretty sharp drop in the white cement realizations, if I understand this correctly. So has it also led to a sharp margin decline in the segment, and how should one then look at this segment given we are now looking at investing more capacity or more capital to put up a putty grinding unit in Nathdwara?
So see, as far as margins, yes, the white cement, we have seen the margins declining sequentially, but I think now as we see, it has stagnated. I mean, it is not, there is no further major dip in the white cement margins. It's ranging between 15 to 20%. So, and we feel that it will, continue to be in that region. The investment is necessary, you know, to ensure that we maintain our market share. Otherwise, today, I mean, last year, this year, our volume, our targeted volume is about 1.1 million. And the peak season, you know, the festival becomes closer to Diwali is always the peak season. And then we have peak season, you know, before the year end, where, you know, to meet out the peak, the present capacity is barely able to meet out the peak season demand. In fact, we have already started some volumes on tolling to meet the peak season demand. And we are envisaging a growth in the white, in the putty segment of between 7 to 10%. So with that growth, in keeping that growth in mind, we would need additional capacity.
So just one last question about the potential expansion plans. Now, I understand there is a vision to reach up to 50 million tons, and you've highlighted that in similar calls in the past. But with now our EBITDA averaging, like, you know, almost nearing to 3,000 crore or anywhere between 2,500 to 3,000 crore annually, will it be fair to say that we can handle two projects at a time? Is the company really thinking on those lines that apart from one project, we can also look at having, you know, not just doing one project at a time, but we can look at doing two projects at a time? Is the company thinking on those lines so that growth can come in faster?
Yes, you're right. The company is thinking. Earlier, we were actually taking projects after completion, say we, so there was a gap, you know, say maybe about 2 years. So, you know, 18 months when the project was getting completed, then we used to take up the next project. Now, you know, with our capacity reaching 30 million tons and the cash flow supporting for the investment, and with a view that we get to 50 million tons by 2030, I think we could be, you know, in a way, adding up a project, announcing a project every year. So which would mean that, you know, there would be two projects going on at a particular time. It's not that we will not be announcing two projects at one time, but in between, you know, when we have already started work, we'll take up the next project, not wait till completion of the project.
Yes, this is so great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Sanjeev Singh from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So if we exclude the clinker volume in 1Q, so how was the cement realization movement compared to last quarter? So basically, I want to understand how have been the price movements in different markets where we operate, and compared to 1Q, how have been the prices now?
So if you see, the prices on an average have been more or less flat, because there has been a increase in the south realization in this quarter. So the south has compensated, though in the north and central there was a marginal, you know, a pressure, but not much. And even now, I mean, up till now, you know, it's not much change except it's very marginal. So it is not having any significant drop in pricing or anything. But still, we have, another 1.5 months, key at least till end of August, to see for the monsoon. We have to see that. And we are hopeful. I think there should not be any major dip in the pricing. Yes, definitely there is some pressure which is leading to some reduction in the non-trade pricing. But beyond that, as of now, it is not much.
And secondly, in this quarter, we have spent closer to 350-400 crore capex. So how should we look at full year numbers in FY26? Will it be closer to 1700 crore? And also if you can guide on FY27 numbers. Thank you.
So this will be, this year, it will be close to 2000 crores. And next year, presently we have the plans for the normal capex and the putty expansion what we have announced. So for all that, it should be close to 600 crores as of now.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rishikesh from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Possible to share consol gross debt and net debt?
Rishikesh, the numbers are same because on the consol we don't have the borrowings and cash is also not there.
Okay. Okay. And secondly, Mr. Saraogi spoke about company being comfortable taking probably two simultaneous expansions. So is there any internal thought in terms of what could be the potential borrowing we could be comfortable with or probably cap our borrowing, anything, probably any metrics on debt to EBITDA or anything on that line?
So on the net debt to EBITDA, as we said, you know, today we are at about 1.3. Net debt to EBITDA, we are very cautious that whatever expansions we do, we try and keep the net debt to EBITDA to 2 or below 2.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Couple of questions. Sir, can you give the total number for paints, grouts and other sales? And if you could break it up, that would be great. Along with the EBITDA that we clocked in the last fiscal?
No, the paint numbers are there. The grout numbers, grout is not part of paint. So we will give you the paint numbers. Shan, that can be shared. You can give the paint numbers.
Yeah, paint numbers have already been shared last quarter. We did 273 crores of the turnover of the paint in the last fiscal, and this quarter our paint turnover is 86 crores.
And sir, margins?
Paint
the gross margin in paint is about 30%.
Sir, 30% EBITDA margins?
Gross margin.
No, gross margin. Correct. I wish when EBITDA margins, no paint company is getting 30%.
No, EBITDA also we shared the numbers. It was, I think, 45 crores of the EBITDA loss last year, and in this quarter it is a 10 crores of the EBITDA loss.
Okay, that's useful. Sir, second is, Saraogi, sir, you mentioned that north and central there was some marginal pressure in pricing. However, in south, the prices actually increased. Sir, how should one understand this dichotomy in pricing?
So, I think, see, we have to wait. We have to see what really happens in the monsoon. The monsoons are now, as I said, that there has been some pressure on non-trade pricing. Marginal pressure on trade pricing, but not significant enough, but we still have to wait and watch.
Okay, sure. Sir, in the annual report, you do make a mention of LC3 and PLC. These are two different types of cements, I presume. Sir, what are our plans over here and how should we understand this?
Well, it is still at a very initial stage. We are working on it. And we see on LC3 and what can be done. So it is still at at the pilot stage, and maybe I just working on it.
Sure. And sir, last question: do we utilize synthetic gypsum? If yes, what is the differential or the cost arbitrage that we derive out of it?
So gypsum, it's a various mix across, and depending on the availability and the mixing of gypsum, we use even imported gypsum, chemical gypsum. We are using local mineral gypsum, which is available from the mines. So you have a huge combination of gypsum products.
Sir, my question is, do we manufacture anything captively or do we...
No, we are not manufacturing anything captively. No, nothing.
Okay. And sir, what will be the price gap on imported synthetic gypsum versus what we get from hypothetically, say, Rajasthan State Mineral, something RSMM, adjusted for the grade? Is there an element of cost savings over there?
Yes, see, again, the purity part, there is a difference. It affects when once you use an imported gypsum, which is definitely very costly. But again, it helps reducing the clinker consumption and using more fly ash. So it does help. So we only see the thing only on a totality basis. You know, the gypsum cost may be higher, but the overall cost economics is different.
Sure. And sir, just last question, you indicated that we did certain tolling volumes in peak season for putty. So possible if you could quantify the number for full year last year?
So last year, the tolling, I don't have the exact number available with me, but I think it was around 50,000 tons or something. I will get back. I mean, this is, I don't have the number. Prashant, do you have the number?
No, we don't have the last year number now.
I will share you the exact number.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. So just two data-specific questions. What was our rail share this quarter and also the fuel mix in Q1? Thank you.
Fuel mix was like 60% pet coke in this quarter.
And what was the rail share?
Rail share was 9%. Rail share was
11%. Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Girija Shankarai from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So just wanted to check, you said, you know, if we use imported gypsum, so that is going to increase your fly ash percentage and it will reduce your clinker consumptions, right? So as per the rules, this time, how much is the percentage of, you know, the fly ash in the total clinker productions?
Pardon? I mean, we can use go up to fly ash up to 35%.
Okay.
But this is 35%, we can go up to that.
But it is, right now we are, our fly ash percentage is below 35%, you are saying.
Yeah, it depends, on an average when we talk about, you know, it depends on the location and grinding location when we are talking, east grinding location where we are getting what gypsum is available, so it helps in that.
Okay. And my next question is with regards to this power and fuel cost. So there is a sharp increase in power and fuel cost in quarter on quarter basis, as well as for the freight cost also, we didn't see any kind of savings in freight cost. Any particular reason in that?
No, see, power and fuel cost increase mean there are two reasons. One reason is because of the increase in the petcoke price, which the average consumption rate has gone up. And second is like the balanced clinker production in this quarter. I mean, if you are comparing QOQ basis, so last quarter it was low because we consumed some clinker from the stocks. And this quarter the clinker production was balanced. So these are the reasons for increase in the power and fuel cost. And freight cost increases, like our lead has gone up by 2 kilometers because of seeding the Bihar markets and all that, and that has resulted into a per ton freight increase by around, say, 5-6 rupees.
Okay. And then last question will be for the, you mentioned in your opening remark, Central India has done well. So is this good? We have done it, or we have, on a company level, this is good for our company, or overall industry has done well in Central India? And what was that percentage you mentioned? I forgot.
There's over 50% in Central India. And this is okay. Because see, we are opening up the entire market. We have already, we are trying to grow our market share across all the entire UP, MP, and also in and enter the eastern region through Bihar Grinding, which is coming up. So, and a new capacity is going to come up in next few months. Just 6 months down the line, we'll have a new capacity coming up. So unless, we have built a, we have to strengthen the entire region. Otherwise, how will we be able to supply materials from the new plants?
Fair enough. Thank you very much, sir. But the last question is, can you give us the regional capacity utilization if you can provide us?
No, we don't. We are not sharing regional capacity utilization numbers.
Not an issue. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers. Most of the questions are answered. Couple of things to clarify. So first, on the cost saving, what we have talked about last time, 150 to 200 rupees over next 2 to 3 years, and this year, FY26, on an average, we were looking at 40 to 50 rupees per ton. So that remains intact?
Yeah, that remains intact. We will, during this fiscal, get about 40 to 50 rupees in terms of cost saving.
Okay, great. And in terms of the green share, which is currently at 52%, so that we will be reaching to 60-odd% by end of FY26.
Yeah. So on the green power also, which is again as a part of cost savings when we say, so we should be closer to 60% by end of this fiscal.
Okay, great. Second, sir, once this 6 million ton will start by end of this December, is it fair roughly to say in FY27 one can say incrementally close to a kind of a 3 million ton a volume from that, one can look at kind of a 50% utilization? Is that a way one can look at?
Definitely, that will be about, it's too early to say, but definitely, this is where we are working at. And closer to the end of this fiscal, when we try, definitely we are working towards that direction only. Whether it is 23 or it is 22 and a half, we'll just work out and.
Yeah, actually there will be some set off of the quantity which we are already seeding into that market. I mean, we have reached a particular level. So for reaching the 50% utilization, not the fresh volume has to come up to that extent.
Okay. Got it. And then secondly, sir, last time we had talked about that the UAE plant are likely to kind of a clock a quarterly bidder of 15-20 crore. So for this quarter, we have already reached to that bidder positive 15-20 crore?
Yes, we have already reached, in fact, with this quarter. The Fujairah working, I think for the year as a whole, should be around 80 crores or so, 80 to 90 crores.
Great, sir. Second, on the paint, whatever we have said in terms of the revenue target, 450 odd crore in 26 and 600 crore 27, and break even by FY27, that remains intact.
Yes, that remains intact.
Okay. And then lastly, if you can help us, as you have said that the other expenses, so one is marketing, second maintenance, in the Q2 will increase. Any idea, is it fair, just a 40-50 crore QOQ increase, that's the way one can look at?
Yeah, it could be around that region. Though exact numbers are not, but yes, you're right.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a final reminder. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Tejas Pradhan from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Could you share what would be the industry volume growth for the different regions you operate for the first quarter? Because you mentioned north, there was some degrowth, right? So how would it be for like all the regions?
So we have to get the industry numbers as yet, you know. We are not getting, I think, industry numbers we will know very soon. I think we are...
But a sense from your side?
No, I think overall we would be more than industry growth. But normally when we see each region, we are able to, you know, maintain our market share. If not that, we have lost market share in any of the regions. In fact, we have actually improved upon our market share definitely in the central north and other regions. We have not lost the market share. The north market is that the growth has not been in the market growth is a major concern.
Sure, thanks. And lastly, for the putty expansion, assuming the current profitability in that business, what would be the rough IRR that would be there from the expansion project that you have undertaken?
So IRR will be, you know, over 15%.
Okay. Sure, thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations to this. First, my first question is on clarification on incentives. So based on current trend, around 300 crore kind of incentive is expected like for next 3 to 5 years based on your expansion.
Yes.
And
this is what we feel, yes.
Okay. Next question is on central expansion. So incrementally, your trade segment has like sort of been stable currently, but the incremental volumes in central, is this non-trade trade going to change, which may impact your profitability in the market, or how do you look at it?
No, see, incrementally, yes. I mean, today, you know, say for example from Bihar, because the grinding unit is not there, so we're not doing much of non-trade. But definitely there will be some non-trade volumes coming up, but I think we are fairly confident we will be able to maintain the trade non-trade ratio.
And last question on your white segment, so the expectation of Asian Paints volumes going off your customer base, has that happened or is going to gradually happen over next couple of quarters?
It has not. I think they just it will start hitting us from mainly from Q3 onwards. So they are about to, when they are doing the trial runs, what we have heard. So I think it will be gradually, because even the orders, I mean, they are reducing the orders from Q3. So we will feel that, you know, the number of, in the white cement from Q3 onwards.
And just one last question, if I may. The sale of cost of traded goods was a much higher number at 1.5 billion this quarter. Is it a net of around 1 billion? What is the reason around that?
So traded goods, you know, is actually, you know, we are getting a lot of tolling for all our value-added products, including paints. So traded goods in the standalone is coming, you know, whatever is being manufactured, because the platform of JK Cement is being used. So when there is a platform of JK Cement used in standalone, it is the goods which gets transferred from the Max factory. And in JK Cement standalone books, it is a purchase of traded goods.
Sure, thank you. That's it. And all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to others, We request you to restrict to one question per participant. The next question comes from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon. Congrats on great set of numbers. My first question is predominantly on the this volume guidance which you have given, 20 million ton, that remains, or is there an upward bias given that the strong volume growth you have delivered in Q1?
So we still take 20 million alone because we have a lean period. We have to see when monsoon is a lean period. We have to see how the growth remains in that. But as of now, we stick to the earlier guidance of 20 million.
Mm-hmm. And just a follow-up question. See, there's a lot of capacities which are coming up in North, Central and East markets. So what is the outlook given that we are also bringing up almost 6 million ton capacities, you know, across the Central and the East markets?
Yeah.
So what is your outlook on the pricing trend for next 1-2 years, given that the, you know, simultaneous ramp up of various capacities for next 1-2 years?
So see, one, the market is also growing. If you look at the total growth in the market, when see North and Central being sort of a twin markets, if you look at the overall growth in that market, there is an incremental requirement in that market of about 12 to 15 million tons. So as the capacity is gradually ramp up, we don't see, yes, there could be some periodical, you know, impact, but otherwise we are not, we don't foresee any major, you know, competitive intensity which may affect the profitability.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Alok Shah from SRE PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Alok, please go ahead.
So I just want to understand the reasons of increasing EBITDA by 20% this quarter, and is this sustainable for the current fiscal year? And secondly, that we have targeted for 75% of green power by green power. So any guidance of EBITDA increase that we can expect, maybe in percentage of? Can you just give a ballpark number?
So, you know, we do expect that with the present price prices continue, and prices continue to, I mean, if they further increase, then definitely the EBITDA should also be increasing. As regards the green power, definitely 75% we have given the target for 2030. We would be closer to 60 by FY26, and the plans which we have, I think this target should be, will be met well before 2030.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, sir. Good afternoon. My question is also pertaining to the EBITDA per ton, combined EBITDA per ton outlook, if you can share something on that.
Okay. I think we have already given my views on that.
Yes, any certain number you'd like to give out for the full year?
No, see, number, we have to see when I think number is, would be in line with the industry growth, and rather than when we give any particular number.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Siddharth Malhotra from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
So just a quick question. I read in our annual report that we signed an agreement with GMDC for 250 million tons of limestone reserves. Could you just elaborate on our plans pertaining to that particular limestone? Will that be used in some of our existing plants? Do we plan some additional new plants in the western region perhaps? what is our end goal for that 250 million tons?
So, end goal is, see, we have entered, we have got a limestone reserve and an agreement for that limestone. We will see, that will help us in our future expansions. Immediately, we do not have any plans. So, as we, plan, when we, as a first step, we have a plan for a 50 million ton expansion to reach 50 million tons of capacity. And as we are working towards that, then we have to, going in next 2 years time, we have to come up what will be our next goal of plans. So it may, you see, unless you have a tie-up of limestone deposits, you cannot make any concrete plans. So this is for a, long-term plan. So we continue to apply for potential limestone reserves once, because we, as of now, we have plans to go organic. We don't have any plans to go inorganic at all.
Okay, understood. And just with reference to the location of this limestone, are there any plans on the anvil for expansion into the western region, more particularly Gujarat?
Yeah, that could be. As of now, we don't have an immediate plan to invest in there. But going forward, maybe yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity. So I have just one question. I wanted some color on non-trade demand. So if you see even year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter, non-trade share has increased for us. So wanted a sense on demand of non-trade segment and also the pricing. Like, has it been more stickier than trade segment, or even the price hikes have been more higher than the trade segment? Yeah. A color on the non-trade segment.
So see, again, as government spending is in, there, so the demand, if overall demand increases only in the non-trade segment, then to maintain the market share, we will have to enter that segment and get, otherwise it will be very difficult to get the entire growth from the trade segment. As regards the pricing, the non-trade pricing has been also, because it becomes quite intensive sometimes and very aggressive, and the prices do fall. But when with this, there has also been increase in the non-trade pricing over the last 2-3 months when we have seen the increase in the trade pricing. Because the pricing of both trade and non-trade have to increase in tandem. The differential cannot be very high.
So, sir, what would be the differential right now versus what it was last year?
Normally, the normal trend is, of the difference between trade and non-trade is about 20 to 25 rupees a bag.
Okay, and this has been stable even since last 1 year, 1-2 years. Yeah.
No, it has not been. So whenever the difference has been, it's been fluctuating. So that definitely affects, as we have seen that in the past, the trade prices were going down. The differential between trade and non-trade had also increased, sometimes even up to 40, 50, 60 rupees a bag. Sometimes it can go in particular region 70, 80 rupees. So it is quite fluctuating.
Perfect, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead. Amit,
yeah,
if you can please.
So just on the follow-up question on volumes. You mentioned that you are scaling up your volumes in Bihar as well, and there is a new grinding unit of 3 million and that will come up over there. So, will this new grinding unit have incentives as well, particularly as you have already scaled up decent volumes over there?
Yeah, the grinding unit, there is a incentive scheme, and once we commission the grinding unit, so we have already applied and we should be getting certain incentives.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take the last question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just a quick one. Would it be possible for you to quantify the trade and non-trade price gap in North, Central and South?
No, so it varies, you know, from time to time. It's very difficult. As I say, average 20-25 rupees is a normal trend, but, you know, when the prices fluctuate, it is quite different from time to time.
Okay. And sir, would you like to put any timelines on the Jaisalmer optionality that we have?
Yeah, the timeline, I think, whatever options are there, you should, within very soon, I think, the management should take a call on that and put up to the board.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question and conclude the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we like to thank the manager JK Cement for the call and also many thanks to the participants for joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Ryan, you may now conclude the call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.